I'm fixing a home. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, an odd development out of Iran. I mean, we talk about Ukraine and we talk about a lot of things, but Iran is developing a nuclear weapon. It'll be the ultimate weapon of jihad. The head of the Iranian Guard, the Iranian Guard commander, this is the group that kidnapped back in 1979 over 400 Americans, Marines, and embassy personnel, and held them for a long time. I mean, they held them for over a year. There's a fellow named Hermanin in Wisconsin up in the Stevens Point area is one of them, and he got a lot of notoriety from it. He ran for Congress a few times, and you know, he had a tough time over there, as did everybody else. Well, this clown, the head of the Iranian Guards, they are consumed with hatred of the United States, consumed with hatred of Israel, and consumed with hatred of Europe. He issued this statement with the approval of the Iranian government, quote, "Even killing all of the U.S. leaders would not avenge General Soleimani's death," period. I'm going to repeat that because this came with the approval of the Iranian government. "Killing all of the United States' leaders would not avenge General Soleimani's death." What's that all about? A couple of years ago, they had a general named Soleimani, the murderous butcher, responsible for killing a lot of American servicemen, planting bombs. He was a terrorist, is what he was. But he's pretty brazen, and he thought that as long as he stayed in Iran and then Iraq, that somehow he could get away with this. Now remember something, Iran is a Shiite country. It's the only majority Shiite, well, I shouldn't say that, Iraq has a lot of Shiites in it too, but it's basically the premier Shiite country surrounded by Sunni countries. What am I getting at? What's the difference? 90% of the Muslims in the world are Sunnis, 10% are Shiites. Many of them are in Iran and Iraq. Why are they different? It all goes back to the 7th century. When the Prophet Muhammad passed away, there's a fight as to who should succeed him. Should it be his grandson? Should it be one of his most trusted advisors? One side took one side and the other took the other, and they have killed each other for 1,300 years over that. And you may say, well, come on, that's nuts. And yeah, you're right. But you know, you look back at the 17th century in Europe and you look at the religious wars over minor doctrinal differences, that kind of stuff happens. It's very sad. But whether it's sad or not, here's the reality. The reality is that Saudi Arabia is Sunni. Virtually everybody's Sunni except Iran. They all hate Iran, and Iran hates them. And Iran hates the United States, Israel, and Europe, too. So General Soleimani was having a field day killing people. So one day he made the mistake, sitting brazenly in his car, flew in from somewhere in Iraq. And suddenly a drone came through the air by us. I'm sure he sat there thinking, my, that's a loud noise. My, it's getting closer, closer. And he was then barbecued. Car was blown up. He was blown up, and that was the end of him. Iran retaliated. It attacked portions of Iraq. You couldn't fly into Tehran's airport. I think a plane was shot down. But there was nothing they could do about it. If they had a nuclear weapon, there is something they could do about it. We've got to stop them from doing it. When you have their government permitting the Iran Guard's commander saying that killing all of U.S.'s leaders, which means the Senate, the House, the Supreme Court, the President, and the opposition, would not avenge Soleimani's death, these people are fanatics. They go through the street in Tehran shouting, death to America, death to Israel. But they're developing a nuclear bomb. They're enriching uranium. They agreed to have inspectors come see their progress, claiming it was only for domestic purposes. For domestic purposes, you don't have to enrich uranium beyond 5%. They're up to 60%. When they get to 80%, 90%, they're going to have a nuclear weapon. It'll be a weapon of jihad. Then recently, they just changed the location of their centrifuges and of their enrichment activity to a different town, different location, where nobody has access. No one in Iran has told the truth in the history of Iran. Iran is essentially Persia. You read about Persia. And they have these ideas that they're magnificent and they want the Persian Empire, just like Putin wants the Russian Empire. Both of them were sick empires that contributed nothing to the culture and the development of the world. They exist on hate and nihilism. I personally do not think that you can negotiate with Iranians. They will lie to your face while they continue to enrich uranium and move locations. How can you possibly think that's good faith? It's not. The day will come when we are going to have to take them out, their nuclear weapons, before they're developed. We couldn't do that in North Korea because North Korea is a sick country, but it has a border with China. And you don't want to bomb a country with a border with China. A lot of the North Koreans would have swarmed into China as refugees. And also, the North Korean capital is 40 miles from the South Korean border, very close to the South Korean capital. And you drop a weapon on North Korea, it will infect South Korea. So in other words, it's like in removing a tumor or a malignant organ that's attached to your liver, kidney, or heart. I mean, that's hard to do. On the other hand, Iran is off by itself. It has a border with Afghanistan. The Afghans have killed Iranians because the Afghans are Sunnis and the Iranians are Shiites. They are fighting as well. If we bombed Iran, nobody would care. The problem is we can't do it right now because we're tied up in Ukraine. China is threatening Taiwan. This is complex. But I'm putting this on everybody's radar, that you cannot permit a diseased and hateful culture like Iran's develop a nuclear weapon, because if they do, like Putin, they'll just demand things. And if they don't do it, you don't get them, they launch. We cannot permit that to happen. The Israelis have been great in computer hacking and blowing up some of their facilities that way. We've had agents go in and try to stop them, but at some point, they're going to have to be taken out and bombed. And, you know, the funny thing about that is the Israelis have asked us to give them long-range refueling tankers, because Iran is 1,000 miles from Israel and their jets can't go back and forth without being refueled. And we have denied them those tankers so far. At some point, let's give them the tankers, okay? And we're not doing this lightly. There are, I'm sure, good people in Tehran, good people in Iran. But you cannot have an Islamic country with a nuclear weapon run by sadists and murderers who are overtly threatening the death of all U.S. leaders and routinely march through the street shouting death to America. You can't have that. You can't have that. So far, we've removed them from the SWIFT system, isolated them economically. That's got to continue. You can't give them relief on that. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Where it will...